This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have NCUA's chairman, Todd Harper, talking about, oh my gosh, we do a lightning round today with Todd Harper, and we talk about everything from crypto, overdraft fees, credit unions buying banks, consumer financial protection, cybersecurity, appraisal bias, and much, much more. So check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, we have a special guest today. We have NCUA Chairman Todd Harper. Todd, how are you? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great. Great to see you, Mike.
Well done. Well, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to chat with us here for a few minutes. And we just missed each other at the GAC a few weeks ago, but that's okay. We're all being pulled in 100 different directions there, so it's all right. But we're happy that you're here now.
I'm glad to be here, Mike. I always love sitting down and talking.
Well, thank you. Well, the feeling is mutual, sir. The feeling is mutual. So today we're kind of doing like kind of a lightning round of all these topics that we want to talk about. There's a myriad of them for sure. But before we get into those, I wanted to get your thoughts on what's top of mind for most folks these days and what's going on in Ukraine. I'm just wondering, what have you heard, or how have you been in contact with Ukrainian American credit unions, and what's the latest from your neck of the woods?
No, it's a great question. And first of all, this is personal for me when it comes to Ukraine. I have a set of great grandparents that came from Poland. I have some other great grandparents from Lithuania. And my great grandmother, who I actually knew as a kid, it was a Volga German. So just on the other side of Ukraine. Wow. When I met with the Ukrainian American credit unions, I said, this is personal. We've got to stand up to bullies. Yep. We've got to fight. And we stand with you and with your credit unions. We're reaching out, working, talking to, and supporting Ukrainian American credit unions. As you can imagine, they've got some special needs right now. But we're also really reminding everybody that, and I cannot stress this enough, Mike, this is a very dangerous moment, and we all need to be on our highest guard for cybersecurity attacks. They are potentially imminent. We need credit unions to be out there making sure that they are fortifying their cybersecurity defenses. We certainly have our ASET tool, which is online at ncua.gov/cybersecurity, where you can access the ASET tool and you can figure out where you are in the maturity level and what steps you need to be taking. And then for low-income credit unions, we're going to have again this year cybersecurity grants that are going to go out to help support credit union efforts to improve their cybersecurity stance.
Yeah, talk about top of mind. I mean, I've been on several, I'm sure you have too, been on several webinars and meetings about cybersecurity concerns that are going on right now. And that kind of leads me to we can start the lightning round with cybersecurity. So, great segue there. You're in my brain, Todd. So tell me, what's the latest with cybersecurity based on what you just mentioned?
You know, so certainly, as I said, we are at heightened defenses. We're making sure that we are tightening up our defenses. You know, we're also reminding credit unions that if they see something, say something.
Yeah.
And so when you identify a problem, make sure that you let us know here at the NCUA. Make sure that you let the FBI know. And also you should let the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency know that you've identified a problem. And then, of course, Congress is potentially going to be taking up legislation here at the committee level, which would give us vendor authority. Okay. We know that there are vulnerabilities within the system that can potentially come in through vendors. That's a long-needed, much-needed reform. The Government Accountability Office has called for us to have it. The Financial Stability Oversight Council has called for us to have it. And also our own Inspector General has called for us to have it. And it's been board policy. And in fact, it was included as part of the CUSO rule that we should get vendor authority. So we're continuing to work on that front.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. And that kind of leads me to the next topic here, cryptocurrency, which kind of maybe kind of coincides with this a little bit here. Yeah. So what's going on in the kind of the regulation and adopting area right here? Because this, I mean, another topic that everyone's talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, it's booming. It's an exploding-ish in terms of investment that we are seeing growing. More than 6,000 cryptocurrencies exist worldwide, as I understand. And we really need to get an idea of what it is, what is the space, because we want to make sure that we've got the guardrails that are right and that we're protecting individuals, because what if it becomes a speculative investment?
Right.
Could be some downside there. What about, for example, it could be used to hide money. So we want to make sure that we're countering terrorism threats as well as money laundering threats BSA reform. So we need to make sure we've got those guardrails. We've taken at least an initial step. We've had a request for information that has gone out. We've collected some of that information. And then late last year, we issued a letter to credit unions where we clarified that it was permissible for credit unions to act as third-party finders for those who wanted in their membership to perhaps purchase cryptocurrency or hold cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. And so we approved that. We're going to continue to look at what we can do in this space, but we also need to stay coordinated with other federal regulators so that we don't create opportunities for arbitrage or future problems.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we just had the folks from Unify Financial on, who are one of the first to offer cryptocurrency services for members. And I was talking to him. He's like, he sees the regulation. Nobody likes a whole lot of regulations, but he actually sees the regulations legitimizing the industry. And he said, that's actually a good thing. And to have it come from the credit union, a trusted resource, makes it even better, makes the credit union that much more valuable, right?
I know. It's funny that you should say that, because when I Capitol Hill nearly 20 years ago, we started to write one of the first subprime lending bills because some subprime lenders were coming to us saying, we see it's getting out of control. We need to put some rules, some ground rules here.
Right.
And I think back that, well, if we had only had some of those ground rules in place, we might not have seen what happened in 2007, 2008, 2009.
That's right.
On cryptocurrency, again, we want to get out in front of this. Rules can actually ensure a fair playing field. Mm-hmm. And that's good. Consumers and good for members.
Yeah. Well, kudos for you guys for getting out in front of it for sure. So, all right, next topic on the docket here, overdraft fees, the elimination of overdraft fees. I mean, we're seeing more and more of this. We've had several credit unions on the show talking about this. So what's your take, or what's your take on this?
You know, first of all, we have to recognize the world is changing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a week goes by where we don't hear about some credit union or bank that has made the decision that they're going to either drop their overdraft program outright or reform it in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
We've made it a supervisory priority this year because we want to get a better handle and understand what are the policies in place, what are the communications that are happening with members. I think, Mike, it's unfortunate to say there are some credit unions really whose overdraft programs really do not align with the philosophy of the credit union movement of people helping people, because fees get layered upon fees, and they find themselves in a cycle of debt and trouble. I know that we're going to be doing next week, this week. We did a webinar on overdraft programs, where we were working to educate. I've talked about this with credit unions. Really, you need to do a couple things. First, you need to take a look at your program and how it's structured. Because we know that some programs are structured, they actually disproportionately fall upon Blacks as well as Hispanics. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to create sort of this financial exclusion of them getting kicked out of the system.
That's the term, yep.
So you want them to have financial inclusion. So you want to make sure your program is structured right if you're going to have it. Second, and this is really important, we know CFPB did a study in 2019, $2.4 billion in overdraft fees were collected within the credit union system. And that money, some could say, was taken out of the pockets of members. We know that that is about 1/4 of the total non-interest income, so the fee income that was coming into the credit unions. For some credit unions, it may be less than that, 25%, but for some credit unions, it's much more than that. It's a real revenue issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if the marketplace is changing and your members start to look elsewhere for where they are going to do their business, suddenly you're going to see a decrease quickly in what your revenue is. And that becomes a safety and soundness issue for us.
Right.
And we want to make sure that credit unions continue to operate in a safe and sound manner. So it's a complex issue. We're moving at a moment in time. Really, I've encouraged credit unions to not only diversify their revenue, but as they're structuring these programs, find a way to link to savings accounts, find so that you can cover the overdraft, to create small dollar loan programs. And even, Mike, find a way to put yourself into new products, mortgages, make more mortgages, service more mortgages, mm-hmm. you'll be able to recoup the income and you'll be in a better place.
Yep, indeed. Get creative. It can be done for sure. Hey. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.